try it. Peace. Peace will. Peace will come. And let it begin with me.
Different parts, and if you want to just try whatever you feel like doing and come in as they come in.
Tried to yodel all my life. The only way I can yodel is when I hit the outhouse in the midwinter, 6 in the morning, yodel for about 10 minutes. Great. Please announce that the ticket gate will remain open until the end of intermission so that people may buy bus tickets for tonight and tomorrow. It's a really good idea, though. Bus tickets. Yeah, I'll keep that up. One of the things that fascinates me about the tradition of our music in this country, that's, you know, that the like, these folks are of Swiss descent. They brought that music over, you know, and now they share it with us. There's all kinds of music in our tradition. That's because all of us originally started out someplace else. Even the Indians. I guess because they couldn't keep their bearings straight. Get back, get back. I'll show you. Take that. Another interesting thing about our tradition is that it always needs to be replenished. There are songs that are sung for a long time and then they're forgotten as people run out of their memory or run out of their use, as they use the songs to define their lives. It stands to reason that our tradition vanishes unless there are people who keep their eyes and ears open, pick up the music of what people are doing, and translate it into song, so that some of that music can be absorbed into tradition and keep the thing going on. Guy Carawan used to say that songwriters write grape juice, and it may turn into wine, and it may turn into vinegar. The judgment is up to the people who use the music to define themselves. Well, here's one fellow songwriter whose songs stand a better chance than most people I know of turning into wine. Please welcome Bob Coltman.
Comes from the parlor tradition of the 19th century. It's one of those practical how to do it songs called the kissing song, or how to kiss your girl. I want you to listen closely. You never know when you may pick up something new. And it has a chorus. It's an easy little thing. It goes something like this. Everybody's got a finger in the pie. They'll act a little haughty and they say it's very naughty. Yet you bet your life they're kissing on the sly. When a girl is 17, she thinks it's very mean if she can't catch someone for a mash. She'll pucker up her mouth in a pretty little pout and finger underneath his big mustache. Now, as you see, that's just a word or two here and there, and you can easily pick that up and sing along. If you can't sing it, hum it. If you can't hum it, grunt it. He will kiss her for her mother and her sister and her brother till her daddy comes and kicks him from the door. Draws a pistol from his pocket, pulls the hammer back to cock it, and vows he'll blow away his giddy brains. His ducky says he mustn't, tisn't loaded, and he doesn't, and they're kissing one another once again. All the old folks love it, and the gals ain't above it. Everybody's got a finger in the pie. They'll act a little haughty and they say it's very naughty, but you bet your life they're kissing on the sly. When a girl is 17, she thinks it's very mean if she counted catching someone for a mash. She'll pucker up her mouth in a pretty little pout and finger underneath his big mustache. Quiver, he would like to jump the river, she will stick as tight as granulated glue. It's no use to tell her you were someone else's feller, she will masticate your smeller if you do. If you want to kiss her neatly, very sweetly and completely, if you want to kiss her so as to fix your knives, just when you go to kiss her, take a dab or two and miss her and mash her in the kisser once or twice. All the old folks love it and the gals ain't above it, everybody's got a finger in the pie. They'll act a little haughty and they say it's very naughty, but you bet your life they're kissing on the sly. When a girl is 17, she thinks it's very mean if she can't catch on someone for a mash. She'll pucker up her mouth in a pretty little pout and finger underneath his big mustache. Thank you, all you 19th century parlor song kissing fans. Seriously, I would like you to join me on this next one if you've a mind. I think you may know it from somewhere. The poster's peeling underneath last summer's morning glory vine. Stump a cigar and an empty bottle of wine. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show. Banjo's got a broken string, don't expect I'll get to fix it now. There won't be no more chance to sing, I'm rusty anyhow. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show. Daddy Bones is dead, I guess. You probably don't know or care. And Frank and Arch has gone away somewhere, I don't know where. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show. The money and the crowd run out before we left the last town. This old show done played its run and rung the curtain down. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show. I don't know where we go from here. Come to that, I just don't care. Maybe we'll go to a better place, and the minstrel show will be there. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one. Last old time before they close the minstrel show. Thank you. It's funny how some songs get written. I was traveling down to New York on the Boston and Maine Railroad, passing through the neighborhood of Bridgeport, Connecticut, I think. All you Bridgeport fans, you'll be happy to know that this song was written about a place that is in sort of the back streets of Bridgeport. You know how when you're passing by on the railroad, you see the rear of everything. Well, it was a little roadhouse. I just woke up, and I don't know where this was, but I just woke up and looked out the window and saw a little roadhouse was all boarded up and the paint peeling off of it, and a big sign over the top of it said, Jack's Red Cheetah. Well, I wondered what on earth kind of music they must have played there in the heyday of Jack's Red Cheetah. Any place with a name like that, if it didn't have something good going for it, sure had to be trying hard. So something started running through my mind. It was of sort of a ragtime variety, a little low down and a little mean. And some words suggested themselves. Down below the amusement park, where the hobos play cards, all broke down, shitty town, meets the railroad yards. See them guitar players go in, where the drinking and carrying on. Down to Jack's Red Cheetah, at the cold gray light of dawn. Now when I get a little better grown, I'm gonna sing and play on a great big bad guitar. I'm gonna go down to Jack's, I'm gonna have a way, get on my long coat, get my bottle and go, learn to toodle-oo-doo. And them wild women gonna find it out what a brand new man can do. Saturday night, and ooh, my Lord, that joint was rocking like a washing machine and rolling like a Henry T. Ford. I heard him singing and laughing, crying the blues as I peeked in through the crack. You wouldn't believe the things I seen, but I know I'm going back. Now when I get a little better grown, I'm gonna sing and play on a great big bad guitar. I'm gonna go down to Jackson, gonna have my way, get on my long coat, get my bottle and go, gonna learn to scootaloo-doo. And them wild women gonna find it out what a brand new man can do. Well, I may look like a little kid, but I've been growing some. I got enough sense to look after myself, and I can tell when the time has come. I've been in short pants long enough, I've been working up to gun. I can tell the time, I can tie my own shoes, and my mama can't keep me home. Now when I get a little better grown, I'm gonna sing and play on a great big bad guitar. I'm gonna go down to Jackson, gonna have my way, get on my long coat, get my bottle and go, gonna learn scootaloo-doo. And then what a brand new man can do. Three, maybe 4 years ago, I wrote a song which I never sang much until this year. And this year, with the bicentennial coming up, it started suddenly to mean something to me. And I'd like you to join me on it. I call this song Valley Forge, and it comes about because of thinking about all those grand heroic wars other people's put us in so that we can go and fight them and freeze and get shot and things like that. I've no objection to war if the people who want them would go off and fight them in a corner someplace. It has a little chorus, and this one is a very easy one. It goes like this, and I hope you'll sing it with me. Oh, don't you think we should beat the drum or raise some kind of row? Ain't this glorious war fell on hard times? Now try that. Oh, don't you think we should beat the drum or raise some kind of row? Ain't this glorious war fell on hard? Just think yourself back to Valley Forge in that cold winter. We come down here with our boots on our feet, but we lost them somewhere mid the snow and the sleet. Pennsylvania winter is the worst kind of cold. What's left of your body can't comfort your soul. So don't think we should beat the drum or raise some kind of row. Ain't this glorious war fell on hard times now? Don't shake old Charlie, for he's past shaking. Takes angels on high to save his kind of bacon. Haul out the meat wagon if you've horses to pull. We got dead enough here to fill it up full. Don't you think we should beat the drum or raise some kind of row? Ain't this glorious war fell on hard times? When generals die, as I've heard that they do, the angels line up just to pull them on through. But when privates die, you know good and well, they get to go straight from Valley Forge on down to hell. Don't you think we should beat the drum or raise some kind? Ain't this glorious war fell on hard times now? To live I'm too cold, to die I'm too young. It's such a short life to be over and done. I wonder, is this the last winter I'll see? I don't care for no God that don't care for me. Don't you think we should beat the drum or raise some kind of row? Ain't this glorious war fell on hard times now? Thank you.
if I don't hang out around these parts more often, I'm not going to get a chance to hear these folks as much as I'd like to. That's a terrible thing. I find myself once again in the most dubious position, and that is set down among real musicians. And it always makes me feel so damn bad, you know, because I never did master any instrument. I tried playing when I wanted to go into string band music, a swinette, years ago. Where you put such rubber bands across a pig's behind and pick it with your tongue. But I was into bluegrass music for quite a while, about 8 years, and I gave it up on account of it. It suddenly occurred to me that if I was singing along and would stop the band right in the middle and ask them what I was singing about, they couldn't tell me. Because bluegrass musicians don't seem to have any cognizance of language or what it's for, you know. It's language sort of fills up the spaces in between the breaks, you know. And it just made me feel so weird, because you know I like language, you probably guessed that. So I got, you know, into listening to string band music, you know, old-timey string band music, mainly because it seemed to be a good balance of instrumental virtuosity and some sense of what language is used for, you know, some sort of good blend of it. And out here to blend it for you is Alan Block and Ebenezer.
Take a minute, chew a stick of gum, and we'll be ready for you. We play back porch music. That's the kind of music you'd play if you had a cousin Jethro and an uncle Ned, and you get together about once every 2 or 3 days whenever you happen to walk down the road, sit on the back steps, and nothing much to occupy your mind, a little cider, and that's the kind of music we play. That's the kind of lifestyle we like. And I think it's the kind of style that really represents us. I don't think we're putting on. What we like. We're called Ebenezer. Nancy McDowell from Boston. George Wilson from Hudson Falls, New York. Give him a hand.
Gosh.
Alan Block, that's me. From Francistown, New Hampshire.
Are you ready?
Let her go, Professor.
If you ain't right, get right.
Smoky Mountains. And I kind of feel like it's my tune nevertheless, because even though I just live on a little hill in New Hampshire, I know what mountains are like. And this tune called My Home's Across the Smoky Mountains, and you can sing along with it too. And once you get the chorus, I'm not going to stop to teach it to you because we don't have that much time. You'll be able to sing along. My home's across the Smoky Mountains, and I never expect to see you anymore. One of them pretty those southern ditty tunes, we call them. do come down.
All
right. Wind our hornpipe.
One thing right after another. If you can take it, we can take it. We want to play, George and I want to play, and Nancy's going to be on the spoons. A tune called the Quindaro Hornpipe. Now I want you to know, George wrote the second part of this tune. This is a double fiddle tune.
Okay, you start it off and I'll rumble in.
Congress record of five fiddle tunes, and one of these tunes was, it was one of the first appearance of old-time fiddle tunes on record, and it was called Ways of the World. Very tune, playing it just the way I heard it years and years ago.
Thank you. play banjo, but you want to play guitar on that?
Yeah, show them how things are down south, George.
South, I'm just after I find my pick.
Yeah.
Anyway, this here is the first automobile commercial. One of those Uncle Dave Macon tunes, and he wrote two songs in favor of the automobile and two songs opposed to it, but this is one that's in favor of the automobile.
Can I play this again?
Hey. And the place of origin of this tune is way down south in the land of hog and hominy, pumpkin and possum, and where whiskey's made out of corn and women don't smell like talcum powder. Let it go! Let me tell you what a Henry done. Left Louisville about 1:30, then pulled into Nashville at the setting of the sun. On the Dixie beeline, gonna rise and shine, gonna stay out the time. Rise and shine, gonna stay out the time, gonna ride into Henry of mine. Well, Henry Ford went to Muscle Shoals to bring to the people of the South pure gold. Let him have it, and oh my lord.
This song is called Once I Had a Fortune. Once I had a fortune, now I have none. Once I had a fortune, kept it in a trunk. I lost it all at gambling one night when I got drunk. It's half funny. It's really one of those southern rural comedies. That's what it is. It's more of a comedy than a song.
Fortune I lost in one night when I got drunk. me hear you quack, God damn it. Quack, 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 quack. Quack. God, listen. Quacking is really great because you can, if you quack, you know, and we all feel the natural pressure to express ourselves and to communicate. But language only gets people in trouble. You know, how many times have you said things that just got you in trouble? But if you quack, you can communicate and not have to worry about making sense. Quack, 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 quack. Meanwhile, Susan L. Robbins, owner of a 67 Blue VW, off Route 2, the local heat called and said if you don't move the thing inside of an hour, it will be towed away. Now, I got this message when they started, which is 20 minutes ago. That means that and it'll take you 10 minutes to get over there, so you can watch for about 20 minutes, you know, enjoy the show for about 20 minutes. You take off at a steady lope, you should make it in time to save your car from the clutches of the law. So, Susan, go grab the machine. Now, here, this is an announcement which is kind of a sentimental nature to me. I don't know if any of you remember the Wildflowers Co-op that was working out of Saratoga Springs. And, you know, Wildflowers didn't exactly fall away or die. That was a bunch of musicians, by the way, mainly folk musicians, trying to figure out how to work together cooperatively and managing each other so they could stay out of the clutches, you know, of a pig music system that was just going to exploit them. Well, instead of dying, it sort of decentralized into Minneapolis and Olympia, Washington, and Boston, and a collective over there. Well, there's a folk music co-op, the Cherry Tree Co-op, involving many of the old members of Wildflowers, like Jack McGann, down in Philadelphia, the Cherry Tree Co-op. But they've taken it one step further. Instead of just involving themselves in cooperative management of people trying to make their living at music, but in how the music gets exposed in a town that doesn't have a decent club. So they decided to apply the idea of cooperation to opening a club in Philadelphia. It's going to be upstairs at the Foxhole. It's a folk club in West Philadelphia. It's opening September the 14th with Jim Ringer, who is in Wildflower, Margaret MacArthur.
Daniel MacArthur. We live on a farm in Marlboro, Vermont. And Dan is just finished raising house today. So.
I thought there were no dogs allowed here. I just saw a little sheep over here raise its leg on that trash barrel.
No, wait a minute.
I think we ought to eat the little thing. Just owner be damned. I couldn't bring my dog.
That dog is my neighbor at my campsite and been very friendly.
It's a staff joint, a staff dog. Oh. That was a kick.
Harp is a copy of one that was found in a barn near where we live. One of my favorite instruments to play. diamonds at every are dismal today, since my lovely Jimmy is gone far away, through highlands and lowlands together we roamed. Tell me the reason you left me alone. Oh, Jimmy, lovely Jimmy, I remember the day when you rapped on my window and you've gone far away. He's gone to old England, strange ladies to see. May the good Lord protect him, send him safe home to me. Jimmy, lovely Jimmy, on the second day, there you did love me, stole my fine heart away. Oh, love, if I courted you, 'twas with but my breath. I never intended nor ne'er will I do so all the days of my life. Oh, false hearted young man, I have one word to say. Perhaps you and I will be judged the same day. For the lies and false promises you made unto me. To sing a song that you could all join with us. The last line is repeated and then the line before that, so the chorus kind of rolls around naturally. It's about a girl who goes out on the mountains and meets a young man, Ranadine.
Miles below Pomeroy, spied My name is Ranodine. My name is Ranodine. Is written ancient history. My name is Ranodine.
I said, my pretty fair maiden, don't let your parents know. For if you do, they'll prove my ruin and fatal overthrow.
Another song about a girl in the mountains, and this time the girl's sort of on the other side of the story. This was a song made popular when I was a girl by a lady who called herself the Park Avenue Hillbilly. Her name was Dorothy Shea.
Hey, somebody's boogie.
We live in the mountains, so songs that have to do with mountains are favorites of ours.
Your A string is flat. Try that.
Thank you. like to hear Dan play his homemade guitar here. We're going to close our set with a song written by David Hanai, who lives in Bethel, Vermont. A song that a lot of people have requested in the past 3 days since I've been here. A lot of people have been asking, be sure and sing this song that sort of ties all these songs that we sing together, old songs, new songs, winter songs, harvest songs, and it's called The Old Songs. Sorry, microphone.
They care.
All the songs that gathered more.
How about this?
Drag that kid up here. This child professes to be lost. Woo! After having known him for 10 minutes, I can't help but feel it was intentional. Would you come and get this cretin kid out of here?
Sing the Vietnamese national anthem of the refugee. And now we sing a Vietnamese ballad. The title is Giọt Mưa Trên Lá, Rain on the Leaves. Love must grant now. Now a song of joy. The title is Tuổi Xuân. That means if I were in love, she, not me. Children's song. Title is Bé Bắt Dế, Little Boy Catch a Cricket. You know, in Vietnam, children used to catch two cricket and make them fighting each other. And in this song, I tell the children that the cricket is a singer, he's not a boxer.
Loại run gì mà tội gì?
tình chi. À đây bé con dê nó tội tình gì. À đây bé con dê nó ở đồng quê chiến chiến lan về. Nó phải tàn cư, nó sống not to sing the last song of my program, our program. The title is Xin Tình Yêu Giáng Sinh. That means, please let love be reward.
Xin Tình Yêu Giáng Sinh
love be
5 and a half, 6 years ago that I made the decision out in Utah that I was going to come east and try to make my living doing music. You make a decision like that, you not only decide that you're going to try to make your living as something that you like instead of just something that you're forced into doing because it's something that you do, you also make the decision that you're going to try to get by without having a boss anymore. And that's kind of a hard decision to make, you know, to finally decide that you don't need somebody to tell you what to do. Of course, it's also a splendid weight reduction program. I used to weigh 470 pounds. Look what Folkins has done to me. Well, this is the fellow that I first met when I came in, who just this year has made a decision to try to make his living as music, which of course means he's made all those other decisions that go along with it. And here, to answer that musical question, is a handshake in Bangkok, really a Thai class. Would you please welcome Lori Wyatt?
Well, some of that rain that we had for the last several days, if you notice that it was any less polluted than it might have been in past years, you can thank some organizations like the Clearwater. I'm sure that made you all feel really good in your tents. This I'd like to dedicate to some Clearwater friends who are out there. Clearwater is a boat, in case you don't know, that sails up and down the Hudson trying to change it from solid to liquid again. Once a boat is broken from the shore, you cannot hold her anymore. Drag her back with lines so strong, you find they won't hold her very long. Once a boat is broken from the shore, once she's felt the swelling of her sail, be it from a gust or a gale, try to lure her close to shore, you'll find you can't steer her anymore. Once she's felt the swelling of her sail, you cannot frighten her with threats of flood or fire. You'll never bury her, and you'll never buy her. Once a boat is broken from the shore, she'll find the sea has chains of its own, and they'll pull at her in ways she's never known. But if the stars she follows are bright enough, they'll light her way when the waves get rough, reminding her she's really not alone. As her sails are torn and reefs rip at her sides, she'll learn to carefully choose which wave she rides. Just where she's bound, she cannot say, but at least she's on her way. And the course she'll follow, she alone decides. You cannot frighten her with threats of flood or fire. You'll never bury her, and you'll never buy her. Once a boat is broken from the shore. This is John Guth, who did some real pretty work earlier today. Is it raining? Okay. We wanted to do at least one Jewish song. Okay, now you know who they are. Well, when you've been to the outhouses, you think that you're gassing them again. It is raining. We were going to do something like John was humming before, someday my blints will come. So we
or we were gonna do a Lionel Kilburg song, just sing the title, that famous song of his, They Don't Make Jews Like Jesus Anymore. But we're gonna do a song called Der Yidder Schmid. It's the Jewish blacksmith, and a brief synopsis, which we'll pass that paper later on, says there's a Jewish blacksmith in his smithy shop, smithying, and as he works, he's hammering 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, ain't spade dry, and he sings a song, and the song rings out. He says, let us make a song about the Jewish smithy, and he's humming there, singing this song, and as he's hammering and working, he's singing about his work, and the song drifts out through the street and goes from street to street and house to house, and so a song is born. Ains fe drai veg